inflammation, hepcidin, and the HIF pathway are all integral components, which we now understand a great deal about in terms of contribution to the development of anemia in patients with chronic kidney disease. To begin with hepcidin, this is a small protein made in the liver that's 25 amino acids. It was characterized in 2000. And we now know that elevated levels of hepcidin, which of course increase in chronic kidney disease due to associated inflammation, along with reduced clearance by the kidney, lead to both a reduction in circulating iron levels as well as impaired iron transport. Now, this both involves the absorption of oral iron as well as effective intra and intercellular transport and recycling of iron. There are multiple compounds which can impact hepcidin, both leading to an increase or decrease in levels, and we will discuss those shortly. The next significant development was the discovery and characterization of the hypoxia-inducible factors. This is a particularly exciting time in anemia and the development of therapeutic agents to specifically target the hypoxia-inducible factors. As the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine was just awarded in October of 2019 to three individuals, Dr. William Kalin, Dr. Greg Semenza, and Sir Peter Ratcliffe, for their pioneering work over several decades in this area. Dr. Greg Semenza is credited, along with Sir Peter Ratcliffe, for the initial characterization of the hypoxia-inducible factors in 1992 with the many of the seminal publications in 1995. And actually coined the term hypoxia-inducible factor, HIF. This was the first piece of the puzzle to unlock how the cell uses oxygen to regulate the processes that go on within the cell. But there were many other pieces to uncover, which did happen over the ensuing years leading to the awarding of the prize. The HIF pathway really is the key regulator of many cellular processes, but pertinent to anemia is the production of erythropoietin in response to hypoxia. It's important to note that there is not a direct suppression, but rather an indirect suppression of hepcidin by the promotion of erythropoietin. And it is now felt that this is mediated, at least in part, by an erythroferrone. Also, and as importantly, there is augmentation of both enteric iron absorption and transport, as noted, along with the critical improvement in redistribution of endogenous iron stores.